Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
"Surely I've written better things," said Beethoven about his Sonata No. 14 in C-sharp minor, Opus 27 No. 2, as it rose to the top of the 19th century charts, the Moonlight Sonata. This recording of it by the very forward-looking, highly individualistic pianist Peter Serkin has just appeared in record stores. It brings the number of available recordings of the piece to 64. Why, you may ask, would a pianist like Serkin record a piece like this? Because everybody records the Moonlight, that's why. The still young Evgeny Kissin brought out a Moonlight a year or two ago, and Arthur Schnabel's 1933 recording of it is still in the catalog. Beethoven specified the piece be played as if it were a fantasy, and the famous first movement has inspired fantasy, passion, parody. It's said to have influenced the Beatles in a song called Because, and a director called Lothar Mendes, who made a little-known film called Moonlight Sonata in 1938, with Ignaz Jan Paderewski starring as himself.
It was love at first sight.
No. It wasn't until they listened together to your playing the Moonlight Sonata that he told her that he loved her and asked her to marry him.
A real-life romance.
What is the fascination of the Moonlight, still 199 years after its composition? Maybe the answer lies in the hot, cold, fast, slow, austere, romantic, placid, agitated versions of it that follow, played by 13 pianists, beginning with Arthur Schnabel in the early 1930s. Arthur Rubinstein. Vladimir Ashkenazy. Glenn Gould. Solomon. Solomon. Gould. Vladimir Horowitz. Evgeny Kissin. Emil Gilels. Annie Fisher. Maurizio Pollini. Rudolf Serkin. Solomon. Gould. Van Cliburn. Liberace. One piece played by many. All of those recordings, with the exception of this Liberace version, are currently available. As for the Peter Serkin version just out, it holds new mysteries and revelations. Add it to your collection and stage your own Moonlight Marathon.
I remember my mother playing the Moonlight Sonata. And whenever I hear it, it means everything that's sacred to me.
For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishkoe.